Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a wild experience. I actually drove my car with the wheel falling off. Yeah, you heard that right. Now, before you freak out, let's talk about what led to that terrifying situation, why it happens, and how you can avoid it or fix it if it happens to you. Trust me, this is more common than you might think, and understanding it is crucial for staying safe on the road. So, what causes wheels to fail while driving? Let me break it down for you. There are three main culprits that can lead to a wheel detaching. First up, we have the lug nuts. These little guys hold your wheel securely to the hub. If they're loose or even missing, you're in serious trouble. Believe it or not, about 37% of wheel detachment failures are due to under-torqued lug nuts. For example, if you're driving a 2015 to 2023 Ford F-150, those lug nuts need to be torqued to 150 foot-pounds. On the other hand, Toyota Camry from 2018 to 2025 only needs 76 foot-pounds. Pretty big difference, right? You can't just guess this stuff. Next up, we've got the wheel studs. These are the threaded bolts sticking out of your hub that the lug nuts screw onto. If they're stripped, corroded, or sheared off, your lug nuts aren't going to do you any good. You really need at least 1.5 millimeters of thread engagement per lug nut. Otherwise, you're just driving on borrowed time. And then there's the hub assembly. If it's damaged, scored, or the bearings are shot, the whole wheel can wobble and eventually come off. For instance, Honda. Civics from 2016 to 2025 need to have the hub assembly part number 4430-SR3A01 with the axle nut torqued to 80 foot-pounds plus a crucial 90-degree turn. Skip that turn, and you're asking for trouble. Now here's where it gets serious. If you ever notice your wheel wobbling, pulling to one side, or making clunking noises, don't ignore it. Experts say that losing a wheel at speeds over 40 miles per hour can lead to losing complete control of your vehicle. That's not something you want to mess around with. So, what are the warning signs your wheel might be about to fall off? First, you might feel vibrations that weren't there before, especially when cruising at 40 to 50 miles per hour. That's a red flag. Next, if your car pulls hard to one side, particularly when you're braking, you need to take action. And of course, if you hear clunking or banging noises, that's a clear indicator that something's not right. Likely your lug nuts are loose or your studs are failing. Now let's say you start feeling these symptoms while driving. What do you do? First off, do not keep driving. I made that mistake. And I was lucky, nothing worse happened. The best course of action is to safely pull over. Don't slam on the brakes. Just ease off the gas, turn on your hazard lights, and find a safe spot. If you're on the highway, try to get to the nearest exit safely. Once you're stopped, don't try to drive it home. Call a tow truck. Even if you think you can just limp it home, you're risking serious damage to your car and putting others on the road at risk. If you're in an unsafe spot and absolutely have to move, go slow, like 5 to 10 miles per hour, just enough to get to safety, then call that tow truck. Alright, let's talk about how to fix a wheel that's fallen off or coming loose. First, you need to jack up the car safely. Make sure you've got a floor jack with at least a 2-ton capacity and jack stands rated for at least 3 tons. Safety first, right? Now, once you have the wheel off, inspect everything. Check those studs. Are they stripped or bent? If more than 20% of the threads are damaged, you'll need new studs. Make sure to clean them thoroughly with a wire brush, remove any corrosion, and then use a thread chaser to ensure the threads are clean and smooth. When you're reinstalling those lug nuts, remember to use a tiny bit of anti-seize on the studs to make future removal easier. And here's a pro tip. Always tighten the lug nuts in a star pattern. That helps avoid warping the rotor or hub. After that, torque them to the specifications for your specific vehicle. Don't skip this step. Once you've done all that, lower the car and drive it for about 50 to 100 miles, then recheck your torque. It's vital to do this because the lugs can settle in and loosen slightly during those first few drives. Now let's get proactive about preventing wheel failures in the future. The first thing to do? Check your lug nut torque every 5,000 miles. Seriously, it only takes a few minutes and can prevent a lot of headaches. Another important step is to inspect your lugs and studs every time you do an oil change. Look for signs of corrosion or cracks. And remember, if you ever remove a wheel, always retorque after 50 to 100 miles. Lastly, if you've had a wheel come loose, it's wise to get an alignment check. Driving with loose lugs can twist your frame, throwing off your alignment and causing further issues down the road. So to sum it up, keep an eye on your lug nut torque, inspect your lugs and studs regularly, and always retorque after any wheel work. This small effort can save you from serious problems later on. Thanks for tuning in today. Have you ever had a scary experience with your car? Let me know. I'll catch you in the next one.